emitume sanvi
it has seven heads
n'amayembe kumi
and the ten horns
kigenda tuwo okwongera okunyonyoka
it's going to give us more and get explained
mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
ebimu ku bino bye tusoma mu kanyomero kano
some of these we start in this space
twesingana nga tuvuddeko mu kibuga kya katonda
we find ourselves we've moved from the city of God
ate ne tujjako ku planet eno kwe tubeera
and then we come on the planet earth where we are
ngate tugambe tulaba ebiri mu kibuga kya katonda
yet we are seeing we have said we are seeing what's in the city of God
ngate tuba tulaba ebiri mu kibuga kya katonda kino
we are seeing what is in this city of God
Jerusalem echo mukuru
Jerusalem of heaven
tubira bidamongereze mirundi esatu
we see them in the three ways
mwebi ebyaliwo
in those which were
ebigena maso
those which are moving on
nayenga byasibukawo
but he sprung from there
nebi ebiribawo
and those which will be there
nayenga atensibuko yabi byonna
yet all their souls
ebaliddwa okuba nti yasibuka mu kibuga ekyo
counted to have come from that city
Jerusalem eky'omuguru
Jerusalem of heaven
kale n'olwaliro nga twongera okukakasa
now even today we move on to prove
nga tukebera buyinza nabaki namanyi nabaki
and we check what total authority and what form of power
Satani bya Jezebeli
Satan give to Jezebel
okutukiriza plans
to fulfill his plans
kino kigenda kwongera tukuyamba tegeera
this is going to help us move on understand
lwaki Satani omusoko ogwedda
why Satan the old serpent or
dragon alina emitwe musanvu
he has the seven heads
n'amayembe kumi
and the ten horns
atiranga n'ensolo
and still the beast
Jezebel kwatudde
on which Jezebel sits
eina emitwe musanvu
it has seven heads
n'amayembe kumi
and 10 horns
yes you have given
praise Jesus song
butuba tutandika
when we are beginning
mukubikuri besule 10 no musanga
in the revelation 17
basho okutulaga bwebati
they first show us like this
mukubikuri besule 10 no musanga
revelation 17
batulaga okuvira da kunyoro kusatu ngatugamba bwebati
right from verse 3 they tell us this
kubikuri sura ya 10 na musanga no lunyiriri olokusatu
revelation 17 from verse 3
Nantwala mudungu mu moyo nenda bo mukazi ngatudde konsolo emiyofu ngejude amanya agobuvozi ngeri ne mitu musanvu na mayembe 10
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
owooluganda no mwereza Yokana
this brethren apostle John
mutume Yokana
Apostle John
yatwalibwa mukolisimo kwa Katonda
he was taken in the vision of God
ngako bikura 10 na musango nyiro kusatu wetu nyonyola
Revelation 17:3 explained
natwalibwa mu moyo mudungu
he was taken in spirit within the desert
narabo mukazi
and he saw a woman
mutwate kwero bulungi ti Jezebel
whom we realized well is Jezebel
erinyaliri okubiri Babylon
the second name is Babylon
eraga yumaraike yasoko kugwaniye gata kusitana
and the first fallen angel to Paul and join on Satan
ngatudde kunsoro
see that on the beast
Ensolo eno ngerina amanya agobuvozi
and the beast has blasphemous names
eranga erina emitwe musanvu
and it has seven heads
n'amayembe kumi
and the ten horns
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
ayenga bwetwasoka okuwulira
but like we first heard
nti ensolo eno yaweebwa obuyinza okuva eri omusota
beast was given authority from the dragon
bwetuddayoko katono mu kubikulu wa 13
and we briefly get back to Revelation 13
olunyiri olwokubiri
verses 2
kubikure sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri
Revelation 13 verses 2
n'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo n'ebigere byayo ng'ebyeddubu n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma n'ogusota gwe gwakiwa amaanyi gaayo n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi
yesu yebazibwe nyo agamba nti omutume Yokana
apostle John
okunyonyolwa mu kubikulirwa
explains this in Revelation
13 n'onyolwa okubiri
Revelation 13 verse
2 yayongera okutuwa aboku musana
he moved on give us the life
wekika ky'ensolo mukama gye yamulaga
type of beast that God showed him
era nga tumanyi nti ensolo eno etegeeza obwakabaka bwa Satani
you know the beast means the kingdom of Satan
omwoyo gwa Satani
the spirit of Satan
n'agamba
and he said
nti n'ensolo gye nalaba
that the beast I saw
yalinganga engo
it was like a leopard
eranga ino bugere ibigere biringe byeddubu
and bit like of a bear
eranga ino omumwa bulingo bw'empologoma
and the mouth is like a lion
jino kusota
and the dragon
ogumanyiddwa nga Satani
which known as Satan
omulimba w'ensi zonna
the devil
gwe gwajiwa obuyinza bwago
what gave it its authority
entebe
its throne
n'amaanyi
and the power.
Naye twasoose okunnyonnyoka.
But we first got explained.
Netutegeera entebe bw'efaanana.
We understood how the throne appears.
Entebe ya Sitaani.
The throne of Satan.
Wansi mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Under in the heart of the sea.
Mu Atlantic Ocean.
In the Atlantic Ocean.
Ekimanyiddwa nga Bermuda Triangle.
In the blessed known as Bermuda Triangle.
Era netulaba n'eyo.
And we also see those.
Ye bagenda bateeka mu mitima gy'abantu.
They move to put in the human heart.
Setwagala okwetegereza.
And we want to look at
obuyinza buno.
This authority.
Obuyinza n'amaanyi.
The authority and the power.
Sitaani yawa Jezebeli.
Which Satan gave Jezebel.
Kubanga tudde nti n'okusota.
For we've heard that a dragon.
Wegwawa ensolo.
Is what gave the beast.
N'ensolo eyo Jezebeli kwatudde.
And that beast on which it's Jezebel seated on.
Ate nga okusota kwe gwagiwa obuyinza.
And the dragon gave it authority.
N'amaanyi.
And the power.
Setwagala okulabika nga twetegereza.
Now we want to look at that.
Maanyi nabaki.
What form of power.
Bw'oba otunuulidde.
When you look at.
Okubikwa 12 n'olw'omusanvu.
Revelation 12:7. They tell us this. This olden serpent, the dragon, Satan. Revelation 12:7.
Ne waba olutalo mu ggulu. Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo. Olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza. So ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olw'omwenda. N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nago.
Yesu yebazibwe okusinziira ku mutume Yokaana
ekitabo
ekyokubikulu bwa kino essula y'12 n'olunyo
lw'omusanvu
paka okutuukira ddala ku lw'omwenda atunnyonnyola nti ogusota guno ogwedda ye Sitaani era omulimba w'ensi zonna. So buli lwe tuwulira nti ensolo eno Jezebeli
and the beast on which Jezebel sits,
her name it was
has 7 heads,
namba yembe kumi,
and the 10 horns.
Nti okusota,
that the dragon,
ewajiwe tebe yayo,
what gave it its throne,
nga bwe twasoose okugira bako waggulu,
as we first saw it, I have,
n'amaanyi gaayo,
even its power,
n'obuyinza,
and the authority,
obungi,
which is much.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Tuba twagala okutegeera.
We want to understand.
Buyinza nabaki.
What form of authority?
Era maanyi nabaki ago.
What form of power is that?
Agakozesebwa okutuukiriza ebigendwa bya Sitaani.
Which is used to fulfill the agenda of Satan.
Era okulabika nga ajjuza ensi amaanyi g'ekizikiza n'ebikolwa ebitali bya butuukirivu.
He fills the world with evil powers and acts of unrighteousness.
Oba ebyemizizo n'ebitambi.
All the abominations and the filth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuba twetegereza.
Now we look at.
Era nga twagala okutegeera maanyi nabaki na buyinza ki obwo.
Understand what form of power and what form of authority.
Era Sitaani yajja atya okuba n'obuyinza obwo.
How did Satan come about to have
that authority?
In that power.
Okutuuka n'okuba nti kati yagakwasa Jezebeli.
Reaching a point that now he gave it to Jezebel.
Atudde ku nsolo.
The one seated on the beast.
Jukira bwe tubadde tulaba ensolo.
Remember as we saw the beast.
Ensolo eno tugirabye nga kituufu eyina emitwe musanvu.
We've seen the beast indeed has 7 heads.
Namba yembe kumi.
And the 10 horns.
Naye era mu kunnyonnyola.
But still in explaining.
Ne Sitaani kennyini omusota ogwedda.
Even Satan the ancient.
Naye alabika nga alina emitwe egyo omusanvu namba yembe gano ekkumi katusome mu kubikwa
12
n'olunyi olwokusatu
kubikwa essula y'12 n'olunyiri olwokusatu ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu era laba ogusota ogumyufu ogunene ogulina emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe kkumi ne ku mitwe gyago engule musanvu olw'okuna.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
Bw'aba atunnyonnyola omutuma ono Yokaana.
When he explains us this apostle John.
Mu kitabo kino eky'okubikulu essula y'12.
The book of Revelation 12.
N'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
And verse 3.
Agamba nti ne waba akabonero akalala ak'ekitalo mu ggulu.
He says there appeared another enormous sign in heaven.
N'alaba ogusota ogunene ogumyufu.
The big red dragon.
Nga gulina emitwe musanvu.
And it has the 7 heads.
N'amayembe kumi.
And the 10 horns.
Era nga ne ku mitwe gyago musanvu kuliko engule.
Upon its 7 heads there are crowns.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenze okwetegereza.
We move on to analyze.
Nga Sitaani kennyini omusota ogwedda.
Satan himself the ancient dragon.
Alina emitwe gyo omusanvu.
He has the 7 heads.
N'engule zaako.
And its crowns.
Eranga nama yembe na gugariko.
And even the horns are ten.
Adepo tuko mawa na mkubikulirwa.
And when we get back to Revelation.
Kuminasa kwenyori soka.
13 verses 1.
Kwe singana ngate neji nomus nesoro.
We find us that even the beast.
Inana yobu yetu kweri.
It too is like that.
Mtu msambu nengule ya kuzako.
Seven heads with the crown.
Nama yembe kumi.
And the ten horns.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Kubikule sule kuminesatu. Nolo njiriri.
Revelation 13 from verses
1. Neguyimirira ku musenyi gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja. Erina amayembe kumi n'emitwe musanvu. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule kumi. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvuzi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, what would the ensolo?
Now, when you look at the beast,
Jezebel kwatudde.
On which Jezebel sits.
Ate nomusoto ogwedda Satan.
And the old serpent Satan.
We singananga bonna balina emitwe musanvu.
We find it says they all have seven heads.
Ate n'amayembe kumi.
And the ten horns.
Kati ate mukunyonyola batulaga.
Explain it, they say.
Kimunange amayembe galina engule.
That the horns have crowns. Ten horns have crowns. Even the heads have crowns.
Yes, praise
Jesus. But what we want to ask ourselves, which is going to help us get explained, which concerns the seven heads. When we shall realize the type of power and authority, it will cause us to understand what is in the seven heads. And after we shall go see the ten horns.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to realities, which can explain to us, we are going to go back, no, Satan. Whom he was while he was a cherubim. While he was still a cherubim, he had the chariots. Under his feet there were wheels there. But those wheels, each side had a wheel. But every wheel, in it were four heads.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. So
that you're going to know
where the seven you're going to know where the seven heads come from.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus so much. Where are we going to get the proof where the heads come from? The seven heads
of the
dragon. Where do they come from?
That's
what we want to get explained of. Where did they come from and what was in them? After we got explained of that,
you'll
be able to understand well how did they come about the seven heads.
Yes.
What form of power in those heads? And how did they come? Power which is not God. For initially we are to see him and he was a cherubim.
Yes,
we
have.
Praise Jesus so much. So
twagala okunyonyoka emitwe omusanvu egiri ku kusoto ogwedda Satani.
Get explain the seven heads in the dragon Satan.
Yavawa era giri muji.
Where did they come from and what is in them?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tegeza tugenda soka tudefune ku byafaayo byebyasoka.
We're going to get his original history. When he was still a cherubim, he was having wheels under his feet. It was wheels. Each wheel there were four heads. One wheel is on the right hand, another on the left hand. But that wheel, in it are four heads. The one of the right, the left, each one four heads. But what you're going to get out, when you count the total of those heads, are eight heads. But one eighth appears the same, is the same. The head of the cherubim. Now that one was meant to be his head as him. That would have been the eighth head.
That
one will remove it and there remain seven heads. We get out and we single out that one.
Head
which of that
being
we join it and it becomes one head. And we know we remain with seven heads.
So
that's how we have to calculate that issue.
Concerning
the seven heads of the olden serpent, the dragon,
Satan,
the
deceiver
of the entire world. And you understand why the beast on which Jezebel sits, each two has seven heads.
You made
transfer of authority which was in there and put in the head upon Jezebel. Those heads usually appear in the throne which is under the ocean.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So it's
the word to help us understand. But all we have to study on this power, which are found in those heads, we are not going to study of good power. We
are
going to study evil powers.
Though
we've gone back to study what he was initially, is what can explain us. What can explain us the seven heads came from where? It's hard to get explained of it if you don't know the realities of which Satan was before.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now we are going to be going in the scriptures like Ezekiel. That they tell us the realities.
Serpent,
Satan.
He
has seven heads.
Mayembe kumi.
Ten horns. Some don't know where it came up from. How it came about Satan to appear like that.
Why
is this beast having seven heads just as Satan is? And the ten horns. That's why it's going to be explained as authority. And the power which is not good. Which Satan gave to Jezebel. To be able to fulfill his plan. As he is in prison now in the bottomless pit. Until the 1,000 mystical years will be finished.
Yes, he was with
praise
you.
Jesus
Amen.
So much. Now, as we whom God has helped, in this new generation with the full knowledge of God, all those we know of them, of His grace which appears in the Holy Spirit, and it lightens for us,
it
shows us all things how they are,
it
causes Satan and whatever concerns him, that son of perdition.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go to Ezekiel 28, verses 11 and 15. We first go back to understand that Satan was a cherubim. After he was a cherubim, he had wheels under his feet. Those chariot on the right and the left hand, and every chariot, every wheel holds four heads under it, and one head of the cherubim was joined to become one head of those to be able to make the seven heads. And those heads, in them were, that's where the anointing was, they contained the
anointing,
which came from the Holy Spirit, which they cast, and they became not good. Now we're going to be seeing secrets. Nothing you are not going to know on Satan. When it reaches, we have to get the full knowledge of God and His glory. All things was meant to reveal them. Even that concern Satan, for his one who created him. And he rebelled against him. Now he's exposing him. That son of perdition.
Ezekiel esura ya 28 n'olunyiriri lwa 11.
Ezekiel 28 verses 11.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijira nga kyogera nti 12 nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira kabaka we Tuulo omugambe nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. 13 wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikako sadiyo topazi n'alimansi berulo sokamu ne yasepi safiro ejjinja erya nawandagala ne kabunkulo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
okusinziira
ku kigambo kya Katonda byanyonyola mu Ezekiel 28
according to the word of God explains in Ezekiel 28
okutandika kunyola ku nnoolumu ne 12
starting from verse 11 and 12
yayogera ku Satani n'amugamba
spoke of Satan and told him
nti wali mu Edeni olusuku lwa Katonda
that you were in Eden the garden of God
tujjukira nga mu lubereberye sura y'okusatu
we remember that in Genesis 3
olunyoli soka paka olwokutaano
from verses 1 to 5
batulaga Satani ngayi ngira mu lusuku lwa Katonda
they show us Satan entering the garden of God
yasobola okusinkana Adam ne Eva
where he was able to meet Adam and Eve
n'agenda mbaso n'okubalimba
and he moved on to deceive them
so kitufu nyo
now it is true
ekyogerwa mu Ezekiel 28
that spoken in Ezekiel 28
olinyole 11
verses 11
makore 12 and
12
nti yali mu lusuku lwa Katonda
he was in the garden of God
yes he was when
praise Jesus so
muganga bwatunyonyede mu rubiribiri
when he explained in Genesis
sure yokusatu
Genesis 3
onyolisoka pa kurokta
from verses 1 to 5
atulaga sitani nga agenze mu lusuku lwa Katonda
as Satan is gone garden of God
nalimba Adamu
and sit Adam
ne Eva
and Eve
chechiba chikufu nyondi yayogerwako wano
get be very true that is the one spoken of here
na yetu aga tumanye bitufu byali bichi
but we want to know the realities of whom he was who was he
katwe yongereyo ne Ezekiel esuri ya 28
move on Ezekiel 28
Ezekiel esura ya 28 lwa 13
Ezekiel 28 verse 13
ne kabunkulo ne zabu emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe gyategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa 14 wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu
yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
ebyamabiri bwe biti yali kerubi
a cherubim
yafukibwako amafuta
was anointed
era nga abikkako
it was covering
yali bali babikka ku ntebe y'ekisanga bagikuuma nga bola baabo
watch over the master seat as you see right there
nga bakuuma ekisanduko y'amateeka
watch over the ark of the covenant
ekyoto kya Mukama ekyazaalibwa
the golden altar of God
yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta
he was an anointed cherubim
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
nina amafuta ago gabeeranga mu tanka ezeno wansi
but that anointing was in the tankers down here
mu magaali
in his wheels
era mu mitwe egyo omunaana
and in the eight heads
ezigwi eziri mu magaali eno
which are in those wheels
nga bwe tugenda okwongera okutukunyonyoka
as we're going to move on get explained
yukira kerubi bw'abayimiridde
remember when a cherubim is standing
egaali emu ebeera eno
one wheel is on the right
endala ng'eri eno
another is on the left
ye nga ayimiriddemu wakati
stands on the top of them like that
ayimiriddemu wakati
stands in the midst
makati
in the midst of them
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
kati amafuta aga gogedwako ge bali bamfukako mukutondebwa
anoint spoken of which was put upon him in creation
gali gakirire no magari wa singa gabeera
down the wheels that was right down there
kubanga kwegabanga amanya gatambuza system eyo na
it was the power moving that entire system
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
Amen. So tugenda kubanga tunyonyokera ddala
now we're going to get explained in this
amafuta gana gatali marunji
power which is not good
no buyiza
and the authority
yes sitali bya wajezebe
which Satan gave Jezebel
wajabutia
how did it come about
ile mfano na butia
how does it appear
icho chitulete dokunyonyoka
that's drawn us get explained
no kera tumule ku mitwe ejo musango jajajitia kugusota sitali
go look the seven heads how they came about on the dragon Satan
atemongeri yebo nensoro ngakwejirie mitombo sawa
at the same time the beast also holds the seven heads
makuru chi
what meaning
izo no zitanka za amani
those are the tankers of power
agatali marunji no buyinza
not good at authority
mukusoka bakugambi
initially they told us
yali kirubi nga tukiride burunji
was a kirubi perfected well
na yafutwa kama
he was anointed right from the Holy Spirit. We are going to get explained more. Let's read Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28,
verse 14.
Wali kalubi yafukibwaka mafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. 15. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabikamu ggwe.
16.
Ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
anyonyodde mu Ezekiel
28, in Ezekiel 28, verses 15,
Satan ono yali kerubi akubaka mafuta.
Satan was an anointed cherubim.
Eranga abikkako ng'akumenta
beyekisa. He was watching over the mercy seat,
sanduko ya mateeka,
the ark of the covenant,
n'ekyoto kya Mukama ekyazaala,
and the golden altar of God. And he wasn't alone. They were three cherubim. As we are going to see his two colleagues who remained. This one is the one who decided to get corrupted.
Just
as we saw in the beginning, when we saw Satan was a cherubim, he was Lucifer, and he fell. We saw how sin came within him.
He
decided to sit in the throne of God, to become God.
Yes, he
was
going
to praise Jesus so much. But that's how he was initially. He was an anointed cherubim. He was covering. And he wasn't alone. When you read Ezekiel 10, from verses 1 to 3,
it
shows us the other two cherubims who remain. Let's read there and we hear.
Ezekiel 10
from verse 1.
Awone ntunula era laba. Mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gwa bakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe. Olwokubiri.
Bakerubi abalala babiri.
The other two cherubims.
Era waggulu waabwe waliwo entebe
y'ekisa. And above them is the mercy seat. Which they guarded, which also Satan used to guard when he was still a cherubim. Ezekiel 10, verses 2.
Nagamba musajja ayambadde bafuta, nayogera nti yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka. Wansi w'abakerubi, ojjuse ebibatu byo byombi, ebisiriiza eby'omuliro, ebiva wakati w'abakerubi. Obimansire ku kibuga awo n'ayingira nga nze nga ndaba
okusinziira kigambo kya Katonda byannyonnyola okuyita muweereza onnabbi
Ezekiel 10:2
nti yagamba omusajja ayambadde
bafutamalayika
ow'omuliro ayogerwako mu kubikulwa
14:18
ayingire mu masekkati
g'abakerubi
wakati mu magaali agawolokoka
that gets the fire there and discards from the city. According to the servant Ezekiel, he says this man, the angel in charge of fire, he clothes the white linen.
Like
read Revelation 14:18. Entered the midst of the cherubims in the wheels down under to get the fire. Speak of the two cherubims who remained here. Anytime we speak of the fire in the wheels of the cherubims, we remember that even Satan moved in that fire while he was still a cherubim. When we briefly get backwards, when we go to Ezekiel 28, verses 14, they go to explain that Satan himself, he was a cherubim, he too had wings,
moved
in the fire as the two cherubims who remained. Let's get back to Ezekiel.
Ezekiel esura ya 28 n'olunyiro lwa 14.
Ezekiel 28 verse 14.
Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula tambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kitufu nti Satan yalinga akyali kerubi.
True that Satan while he was still a cherubim.
Ngabwe tumesoma kwa Ezekiel 28.
As we started of him in Ezekiel
28.
Verses 14 and 15.
Na hii yalinanga magari yabo.
He too had both wheels.
Ngabwe bakerubi banabili abasigarawo.
Just as if the two cherubims will remain.
Tumesoma mu Ezekiel.
Those were written in Ezekiel 10 from verses 1 unto 3. He had the wheels.
He was
equal to those two cherubims.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus so much. All the
cherubims,
they have the same measure. You know, people say maybe cherubims are a type of angel.
A cherubim
is a cherubim, is not an angel.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Angels don't have wheels which hold four heads in them.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. But when we move on, get explained. In the 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. Those who first saw the images of the cherubim, like Moses,
and
those which were made by the King Solomon, they showed that all cherubims are equal in size, and they are done and made from the olive trees, in the images which were made on this world. Yet the meaning of that word, to be made from the olive trees,
it
proved that they were anointed. Let's read 1 Kings 6, 22 to
23.
1 Kings chapter 6 from verse 22.
N'ennyumba yonna n'agibikako ezzaabu, okutuusa ennyumba yonna lwe yaggwa, era n'ekyoto kyonna ekyawayimibwa okwogera, n'akibikkako ezzaabu. 23. Era awayimibwa okwogera n'akolawo bakerubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Oba tunuulidde Bassekabaka ekisooka mukaaga.
When you look at the 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 23,
bakerubi bano ababiri abaasigalawo mu
ggulu, two cherubims who remained,
baabakolanga mu miti emizeyituuni.
They made them from the olive trees.
Emiti emizeyituuni,
the olive trees,
wano ku nsi gye tujjamu ekiyitibwa
olive oil,
gwe tusabira n'afuuka anointing oil,
that we pray for to become the anointing oil,
okusabira nga tumusiiga eri abalwadde,
pray put it on the sick,
n'abalina ebibi,
and those with sins,
abatannafuna mwoyo wa Katonda,
those who not yet gotten the spirit of God.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amen. Abantu abasinga baganda,
you know, most people say that you can put on oil on every person you find. But that worked in the Old Testament.
Because
since the Spirit manifested our way and appeared in the tongues of fire, we were changed to put oil upon any person. In the James 5, verse 13, to reach in the verse 19, and remain to put it upon the sick and those with sins, those we pray for and have not yet believed, and have not yet known the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone who already believed God,
and
the one who was given the Holy Spirit, we no more put oil on them, we just pray for them, and the Spirit on them does the work in them. And if he left them, and they repent and they are restored of the Spirit, that we've briefly spoken of it,
and
we want to move on explain that the cherubim, all of them were of the same measure. When they were making their images on the wall, they used to make them from the olive trees to prove that indeed they were anointed. Just as Satan too was the cherubim, whom was anointed. We want to see how many tankers of anointing did he have.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's first move on with the First Kings. First Kings 6:23
unto 25.
First Kings chapter 6, verse 23.
Era waimibwa okwogera. Nakola bakerubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni. Buli kerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10. Abiri munya. N'ekiwawaatiro ekimu ekya kerubi kyali emikono 5. N'ekiwawaatiro ekyokubiri ekya kerubi emikono 5. Ekiwawaatiro ekimu okikoma n'ekinnaakyo okikoma ebbanga lyali emikono 10:25. Ne kerubi owokubiri yali emikono 10. Bakerubi bombi ekigera kyabwe kimu n'embala yaabwe emu.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
All
the cherubim, their size was the same, even the same measure. Remember the cherubim we speak of,
they're
what we read of in Ezekiel 10, from verses 1
until
5. They are the two holy cherubim who remain. But we have the one we single out, we study, who is Satan. The one we read in Ezekiel 28, from verse 14
to
15. He too was an anointed cherubim. Truth and righteousness appeared in him. Truly, he too had been anointed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So much. And the tankers of anointing, them too, he had them totaling to 8 of them.
To
see what followed. Most of us read
Satan,
the olden serpent and dragon. He has 7 heads. Where did he get the heads? Why heads even? And what does it mean? Why is he having 10 horns? Now, for one thing has to get explained. The authority and the power of darkness. Jezebel now sitting on the beast. The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
It's
what caused us to go back and understand how things came about. And how can it come Jezebel to work as Satan? For he gave him a throne, authority, and the powers of darkness,
and
the entire plan called the agenda.
Yes,
of Satan. Just fulfill when I've given you everything to be used. That's
where
nations are confused, asking if Satan was in prison, who is deceiving the world to this
day? I know, I
who can have authority just like of Satan? Yet he had handled authority to someone.
These
are the words we move on to look at. And according to Zechariah 4, verses 11 unto 14, the two cherubims remained. They are called the sons of anointing, the sons of the Spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now Satan too was like that.
Na ye ne bamukolimira oluvannyuma lw'okugwa.
He was cast after he fell.
Kali tugenda kulaba engeri amaanyi agaali amalungi gye gaafuukamu amaanyi.
We're going to see how power which was good turned out to be evil.
Okusinziira mu Zakariya sura ey'okuna.
According to Zechariah 4, 11-14.
Atusooke tunyonyoke bali ababiri abaasigalawo.
Let's first get explained of the two who remain.
Engeri gye baayitibwanga abaana ab'amafuta.
How they were called sons of the anointing.
Instead of singing about kweka nnyo mu kyama, ne babayita emizeyituuni ebiri.
Many times they are hidden the mystery and they are called the two olive trees. But we explain to you the words two olive trees, why it's brought. For it's the tree out of which they get olive oil, which we pray for to become the anointing oil, by the Spirit who put his power on it.
Zechariah.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses
11.
Nensiramu ne mugamba nti emizeyituuni gino ebiri kye kiki ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo ekyetabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono 12. Nensiramu omulundi ogwokubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi gano abiri maki ag'emizeyituuni agali ku mabbali g'emimwa ebiri egya zaabu ageemalamu gokka amafuta agazabu.
Yamugamba ni zaituni kinebili
kiki. These two olive trees or branches, which are they?
Wanutuba katitu ogela kuba kerubi abidi abasigala.
Here we speak of the two kelpins who remain.
Yamugamba ntinga memara mwa mafuta.
And they are pouring oil out of themselves.
Wigababira bana mafuta.
They are sons of the anointing.
Bana abomo yomutukufu.
They are sons of the Holy Spirit.
Wigababira anga bali kerubi bano.
These kelvins, the Holy Spirit had put them as his step down of his power, of his anointing. Now Satan, he was one of those kelvins. He was the third kelvin. And as we move on to look at, we are going to reach see the Holy Spirit put anointing in which tanker? In these kelvins.
Zechariah 4, verse
13.
Nansiramu nayogera nti tomanyi ago bwe gali, ne njogera nti nedda mukama wange. 14. Awo nayogera nti ago be baana ababiri ab'amafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba nti bakerubi ababiri.
He told him the two kelvin.
Oba emizeyituuni ebiri.
Or the two olive trees.
Be baana ab'amafuta.
They are the sons of anointing.
Abayimirira mu maaso ga mukama.
Who stand before the Lord.
Kati nno ne Satan we yali.
Even Satan was like that. He was a kelvin.
And
it's just that the two the kelvins
till
unrighteousness and appeared to him and he wanted to be God. That's why when we get back to Ezekiel 28, this verse is 14. Let's briefly get back there.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali
kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. 15. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa. Okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabikamu ggwe. 16. Baakujjuza wakati ekyekyo olw'olufulube lw'okusuubulako n'oyonoona. Kyenvudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwonoonefu. Era nkuzikirizza ayi kerubi abikkako okuva wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus so much.
Satan yali kerubi.
Satan was a kerubim.
Yafukibwako amafuta obulungi.
Anointed very well. It was equal
to
two colleagues who remained.
Till
wickedness appeared in him. And that's why you see in Ezekiel 28, verses 1 to 3. The word of God explained and
said
that the wickedness of Satan began this. He began to tell himself he is God according to the anointing
and
the precious stones was made out.
Chigambo cha Katonda bakoma mu Isaiah.
When the word of God comes back in Isaiah.
Isaiah 19.
Isaiah 14:9-17.
Amugambe era watanulo okugambo itula mu ntebe yo yali wakuru ennyo.
God to still sit at the throne of the Most High.
Kugamba bwe tuli kutukirivu obwala bikamu Satani
ono. The wickedness which appeared in Satan.
Era n'atani okukulupanya n'okunoonya engeri.
It began to plot and find ways.
Eyokuwamba mu ntebe ya Katonda.
Capturing the seat of God.
Kakati kyavudde nnyonnyola.
That's why it's explained to us.
Mu Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28.
Olunyolo 15.
Verse 15.
Paka 17.
And 17.
Nti yamulange ekyo.
That he accused him of that.
Namukwakura wakati mu muliro amayenja ago muliro
next him expelling from the fiery stone
ndire mukenyirirye zoulire.
Let's repeat these verses we hear.
Yamunangu obono ne
I choose him of wickedness.
Ezekiel sura ya 28 ulimuka 15.
Ezekiel 28:15.
Walingo otukiride mu makuboko okuva kulunaku ko watonderwa okutusa utali butukirivu lubwala bikamukwe 16 bakujuza wakati ekyejo olwolufulubero okusubulako noyonona kyenkudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwononefu era nkuzikiriza ayi kerubi abikkako okuva wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro
yamukwakkula
snatched him
namuzikiriza
he destroyed him
omanyi okuzikiriza kuno tekwali gamba nti amuzikiriza mu nyanja y'omuliro.
His destruction wasn't like it destroyed him
the devil of fire.
He made him into a dragon.
Yamufura mu kisota sota.
Made him into a dragon like thing.
Yamukolimira.
He cast him.
Ekikoli mu nekimuyita mu yenna.
Cast spread the entire.
Yali kerubi omunyirivu nga bora babali.
He was a beautiful cherub like you see these ones.
Nafuka mu kisota ogwedda.
He came into an ashen dragon.
Kati nga butuje tusoma ke byafayo bya Satan.
As we studied the history of Satan.
Yarwana nnyo kwefuura nga ba malaika.
He fought much to make himself
a demon. Arimekura bitanga bwafanana mu kufu bwe.
Does it appear in his rightful form of a dragon?
Erecho chibatu nyondolange nnyo mbakolise ekyokubiri
11. Fed much 2 Corinthians 11.
14
to 15.
Ndi yafubanga nnyo kwefuura malaika w'omusana.
Try to masquerade as an angel of light.
Na yefuura munga malaika.
Masquerade as an angel.
Arimekumanya chichi yafuka kitufu.
That he don't know the rightful thing which he became.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Barimekumanya chi?
They don't know the rightful thing.
Chiyafuka.
Of what he became.
Ninge kitufu.
But the truth.
Webali bomukwa kula muliro.
When he touched from that fire.
Bible yemunye nyola mu Zakaria neegama nafuke kisiriza.
Bible explains in Zakaria he became a dust.
Ichintu.
Burnt, something burnt.
Ikintu ekyokyedwa kyokyedwa
lekifuka. And becomes dusty.
Kati ezali emitweno magari.
What were heads in his wheels.
Kugambi.
I tell you.
Nezifukira dare into to ejita tegeri.
He became things very funny.
Emitwe.
Heads.
Kugai kintu yafuki ikina kani.
Became a dragon.
Ekisota sota.
A dragon like thing.
Si misota jine javri.
Not usual serpents or snakes.
Nebda.
No.
Manya abantu bagenda basinka ne misota jine javri.
You know people find usual snakes.
Akati ne bagamba.
And they say.
Wabura. Gono sitani kenyini nyini.
Satan himself.
Umbe guno mchota mlara nyo.
This is another dragon.
Ne mito jago wejie uonyesa.
And it's amazing heads.
Katugene kome zakari ya sule ne yoku sato.
Let's go to Zakaria chapter 3.
Urabe engeriji ya bamu koli miramu.
And you see how he was cast.
Na fuka fuka ichina akani.
And he became a dragon.
Echisota soto ichiri ya uchene mitu wa misamu.
With 7 heads.
Zakaria isule yoku sato. Na uli nyiri otisoka.
Zakaria chapter 3 from verses 1.
Na anjole sa Yesuwa. Kabona asingo bukuru ngayimiride mu maso ga malaika wa Mukama ne Satani ngayimiride ku mukono gwe ogwatyo abo mulabe we uloko biri Mukama nagamba Satani nti Mukama akunenye gwe Satani we wawo Mukama yerobozeza Yerusalemu akunenye oyo si kye kisiriza ekikwakulibwa muliro
Yesu yebazibwe
Jesus
jukira
remember
Zakaria kitabo kiriko mu maso
Zakaria is the book a bit ahead When you get beside Genesis, Genesis
3,
where Satan was chased from being a cherubim, it was burnt with fire by the curse which spread him, and he became a dragon which has seven heads. All that long period, Satan tried much, masqueraded as an angel of light, doesn't appear in the image of the dragon he is in. That's what the Spirit explained in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 14. Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
Look at
chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Then when he came as and masqueraded as an angel, this one spoke
at
him. This the panic thing was snatched from here. You know, he used to hide from them. And he hid his appearance. And he appeared like one of the angels. And this is something they bought last time. When they snatched him from being a cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, what's taken us there? Reach a level realizing it was the cherubim, and where the seven heads come from, the cherubims hold wheels under them.
But
in those wheels are eight heads in total. The two heads on the eight are of that right cherubim. His tanker is down. Himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, one head was. Two heads were joined to become one. We're going to count it well. But before we reach that, we remember in the time he was taken from being a cherubim, he didn't remain with the holy oil. God cast him as his casting walls. And the curse, that which would have been anointing and that which would have been power, and it became a curse. I think things coming from the things of a curse, we are going to hint on them and we see. According to Psalms 109, is how God cast him while he was being snatched from being a cherubim. Even the anointing which was in him, the way it was cast.
Zaburi 19,
Psalms
109,
and verses 17.
Zaburi leda kuro 19.
Zaburi esula ya 19 olunyiro 19.
Psalms 109, verse 16.
Kubanga teyajukira kusasira, naye naiganya omuntu omwavu eyetaaga. Noyo yalina omutima ogumenyese okubatta.
Ntujukira.
We remember.
Understand yajukira kusasira nakati.
Satan remember to have mercy.
Bwe yali alumba omuntu mu lusuku.
When he attacked man in the garden.
Mulubiribiri suli yokusa.
The Genesis 3.
Olunyoli soka paka olwokutaano.
Verses 1 to 5.
Mu butufu yali yajja kutta.
Truly he came to kill.
Bring
us back to Genesis 2, verse 15 to 16. God commanded man, when you will touch of that tree, you will surely die.
In
Genesis 2,
15 to 16.
But in the Genesis 3, from verse 1 to 5, Satan came pretending to be merciful,
yet
filled of murdering, and he told man, God command you not eat all these trees. Now if she began to explain all the other trees God told us eat of them,
except
the tree in the middle of the garden, which brings knowledge of good and evil,
he
said we shouldn't eat of it. Then we eat of it, we shall surely die. But Stephen said, you will not die. He knew they were meant to die.
That's
where in the Psalms, Psalms
109,
this verse they have told us,
never
thought of doing kindness
as
they killed a man who was needed. Let's get back to Psalms.
Zaburi esura ya 19 ulinyiro 19.
Psalms 109 verse 16.
Kubanga teyajukira kusasira naye naiganya omuntu omwavu eyetaaga noyo yalina omutima ogumenyese okubatta. 17. Wewaawo yeyagala okukolima nekutuuka gyali. So teyasanyukira kusaba mukisa negumba wala.
Kugamba yagala nnyo omuntu bamugobe mu lusuku.
You wanted much man to be chased from the garden.
Bamukolimire
that he needs to be cast.
Ebyenkomeero byakomekkerera mu bugosomero berebere suli y'okusa.
When read Genesis 3.
Satan ne bamukolimira yenna.
Satan was cast entirely of him.
Era mu busomero berebere satu kutandika olw'omwenda.
When you find Genesis, when you read Genesis 3 from 9. Okira
daku rekomendata.
2:15.
Kwesingana Satan bamukolimidde kolimidde.
Satan has been cast.
Ekikolimo ekisinga ebikolimo byonna.
Cast above all.
Era mukama nanga okolimiddwa singa ensolo zonna.
Told me you're cast above all the animals.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Now that curse,
curse
even the Genesis 3. Here is
where
it's explained in the Psalms 109. How did it work on him?
System
his entire system of the seven heads. And it flowed in the entire system. Let's move Psalms 109.
Zaburi esura 19 ulinyiro 18.
Psalms 109 verse 18.
Era yayagala nti era yayambala okukolima ng'ekyambalo kye. Ne kuyingira mu ndaye ng'amazzi era ng'amafuta mu magumba ge. 19. Kuba nti kubenga gyali ng'ekyambalo kyayambala era kubenga ng'olukoba lwe yesiba ennaku zonna. 2. Eyo yempera eyabalabe bange eva eri Mukama n'abo aboogera obubi ku mmeeme yange.
Yes,
kwegamba
Satani
now Satan
awandibadde amafuta
have been anointed, there is a curse.
He
was anointed
amafuta ge n'amaanyi ge gonna
anointed an entire power
gajjudde ekikolimo
is filled of a curse.
Ani amanyi ekikolimo ebintu byekikola?
Who knows what a curse does?
Nothing
good is in the curse.
That's
why it's called power which is not good.
So
out of the curse comes amazing thing.
Yes, you have been
raised
Jesus
for
much.
Let's read of the samples coming from the curse.
According to
Deuteronomy 28, verse 15.
Esura ya 28 olunyiriri olw'15.
Deuteronomy 28 from verse 15.
Naye olulituuka bw'otoliwulira ddoboozi ya Mukama Katonda wo okukwata ebiragiro bye byonna n'amateeka ge bye nkulagira leero okubikola, ebikolimo bino byonna birikujjira birikutuukako. 16. Olikolimirwa mu kibuga era olikolimirwa mu kyalo.
Kaakati ekyasookerwako ddala.
Now the first thing.
Olw'okuba nti yali mu masekati g'ekibuga kya Katonda.
Because was in the midst of the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ne bamukolimira nga teryayagala mmulaba nga bwe yali afaanagana.
And they cursed him and no one wanted to see him how he appeared.
Kuba malayika nga teryayagala mmulaba.
When angels no one wanted to see him.
Tuvulaba yasalawo yefuule ng'omu ku bamalayika ab'omusana.
That's why he decided to masquerade as one of the angels of light.
Aleme kulabika nga bwe yali alabika.
But it doesn't appear how he was appearing.
Ekyokulala.
The other.
Teri amuwulirako ne mu kyalo ky'oku nsi kuno.
No one hears of him on the village of this world who wants him.
Tuvulaba nga abantu n'abasinza Sitaani.
That's why people, even those worshiping Satan.
Yabalimbalimba mbu ye kati mizimu gy'abika.
He deceived them that he now is a demon of the clans.
Abakubagamba nze Sitaani
kennyini. He told them openly that I'm Satan.
Tebandi
They wouldn't have given them to them.
Kubanga ye mukolimire n'erinnya lye ne bw'oliwulira bw'olisi.
He is cursed even if you just hear of his name.
Omanyirawo ekizibu kiri.
You know a problem is there.
Even those
who worship even the shrine, if they realize that on Satan,
we don't know Satan. We
don't know which Satan.
Well, it seems
like demons of the clans.
They are
like our forefathers.
They are
the fallen angels who serve the Satan himself.
Also
got the same cars. Now you get cursed. It's nothing like favor your way. Even their life lives on possible.
All
sacrificing as we saw it up there.
Sample
in base.
Deuteronomy 28:16.
Olikolimirwa
mu kibuga. Ero likolimirwa mu kyalo 17. Ekibbo kyo kirikolimirwa n'olutima lwo olw'okugoyiramu 18.
Ebyokulya bya Satani atolooza teyaddamu baamugamba alina kulya nfuufu.
The eating of Satan told him to eat dust.
Omanyi oba oyagala otegeera obulungi yatandika n'ekikolimo.
If you want to know who began with the curse well,
olwotegeera nti naye ebyokulya bye tebyafuuka byangu.
When you realize that his eating stool never became easy.
Kubanga otusambulubira ebirisuli ey'okusatu.
When you read the Genesis 3,
baagamba ajja kulya nga nfuufu.
They say we'll be eating dust.
Naye si nfuufu ene ya bulijjo.
But not the usual dust.
Twogera ku mubiri n'omusaayi.
We speak of the flesh and the blood.
For
we remember man is made from the dust of the world, his body. That's why sacrificing is on. They cannot move to survive for they are not eating for them.
Bible
speaks even of the fallen angels. When you chase one and it goes to the desert, it reaches there and there's nothing to eat, and it gets back. It camps in the human being, that it drinks of the blood, that they continue to do immorality and corruption. Let's move on here, other things from the curse. Deuteronomy 28,
verses 18.
We
see the blood, this curse written on those rebelling against
God.
But it was first on Satan.
And all
those who believe him and follow him, the fallen angels. Out of curse comes many other things. No peace.
And
don't think you'll join on Satan and you'll have peace.
See,
though he gives you curse and possession, in the night you spend it crying.
I look at one of the children of the Sawakan
to give you a punishment, and every night you have to cry for 6 hours.
And he's sitting
there,
and he's sitting there,
you begin to cry.
The
punishment of eating money filled up the curse.
Those
curses are many in the tournament.
In
the bones, in the marrows, everywhere.
So we
just read a few of the curse verses. But
there
are very, very many. You will read them as yourself.
And
you see what comes from the curse and what's in it.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
I mean,
now I think you would have been good. In this cherubim who fell, it was cast like that.
It
became power which is not good.
We read of in
Jeremiah 23, verses 9 unto 10. They go for under the ocean to look for it, where there is a throne of Satan, which he gave Jezebel. Let's read of the power which is not good.
Jeremiah 23, 9.
Jeremiah 23 verses 9.
Ebiyaba nabi omutima gwange munda yange gumenyise. Amagumba gange gonna gakankana. Ningo mutamivu era ngo omuntu awanguddwa omwenge. Kulwa Mukama n'olw'ebigambo bye ebitukuvu. Olw'ekkumi. Kubanga ensi ejjudde abensi. Kubanga ensi ekungubaga olw'okulayira. Amalundiro ag'omuddungu gakase. N'amagenda gaabwe mabi. N'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
Nti n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
Their power is not good.
Yes, we have as when you
praise Jesus so much.
So, Satani yali kerubi ng'afukibwako amafuta.
Satan was an anointed cherubim.
Wajibwa mu bakerubi.
When he was gotten out of the cherubim,
n'akolimirwa.
He was cast.
Amafuta n'amaanyi gonna agaali mu ye.
And their power which was in him,
n'agakolimirwa.
And it got cast.
N'agafuka agatali malungi.
It became the one which is not good.
Gayitibwa amaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
It's called the power of darkness.
Segaleta musana kwecho kwegatu jigakomya nechigagendo kutusako to chimanya
jigagenda reaches you and where you will end you never realize where you're going.
Kizibu
it's hard
bogenda yo mbuba oyagada bugagga.
If you go there you see one well, they give you power.
Bagamba letete
and they tell you bring
manana,
eight of them.
Naye kinaddako,
but what will be next?
Leto mwana wa neighbor,
bring the child of your neighbor.
Ekinaddako,
what will get next?
Leto wu,
bring your child. What will be next?
Why are you going to start?
Give out the children, you're going to be
giving
all the eggs, we want them. What will be next? Give us your soul. Sign for us here. We've bought off
this.
We've been destroyed with you. That's the end.
There
you made a covenant with Satan.
It's
no more
healing.
You sign and you know you are fighting God. You sign for that mission. You have to begin do work of seeking those to get destroyed. Go sodomize children right from month. Those powers of darkness, those who refuse to know God and believe Him, you are in problems.
For
it can command you to speak vulgar,
it can
command you to be very harsh and a troubled
person.
Evil acts come from those powers. Of darkness.
The
power which is not good.
We
explained of now.
Which
he gave Jezebel. The first fallen angel to fall and join on
it.
Which comes the authority of committing evil and fulfilling it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So much. According to Ephesians 2. From verses 1. This power. Don't realize the throne where it was put.
It's
under the ocean. But it is given out. It's given out.
But 10 horns.
These 10 horns.
Major
fallen angels who are leading the fallen angels. Those who are next to Jezebel.
They
are what move on spreading it. In the entire sky, people get corrupted easily and to get destroyed. Let's read Ephesians.
Ephesians 2 from verses 1.
Ephesians 2 from verses 1.
Irana mwe yabazukisa bumari ngamufiriti mubiono no nebibibi ya mwe uroko vili yemuatambulira ngamweta nge mirembe jenseno kwechiri okukoberera ng'omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Yes,
Jesus.
Twabiranga tugoberera omukulu oyo Sitaani.
When we follow this ruler Satan,
ow'obuyinza
of the
ogw'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza ag'omu bbanga,
authority of the power of darkness in the air.
Waliwo ekigambo mu lulimi Oluganda kye mba siwulidde.
There is a word I've not heard in the Luganda version.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So amanyago,
now that power which is not good, the powers of darkness, that's how it came about to be in Satan.
But
we want to see how the tankers where the anointing was, which came these heads,
the seven
heads of Satan the dragon, the olden serpents. Initially, we want to note this word down. All the
cherubims,
as they were three, they had wheels. All the cherubims in three in number, they had wheels. One wheel on the right hand, one wheel on the right hand, and in it are four heads. One wheel on the right hand, and in it are four heads. The second wheel on the left hand, it's two held four heads. The second wheel on the left hand, and in it are four heads. The four heads, there is one of a cherubim, there is the head of the cherubim, there is the human head, there is the head of a lion, there is the head of an eagle. In the total, each cherubim is one wheel held eight, both heads. In total, both wheels, they hold eight heads. In total, both wheels of each cherubim, they held eight heads. But when it reaches on Satan, I want you to write this, then we go read it. But when it reaches Satan, who was cursed, the head of the cherubim was joined. The cherubim head was joined. When it reaches Satan, he was cursed. The two heads of the cherubim, which are in the wheels, they were joined on the head he had on the top as a cherubim, and became one head of the dragon. When it reaches Satan, he was cursed. The two heads of the cherubim, which are in the wheels, they were joined on the head of the cherubim above to become one head of the dragon. The other heads which remained, like the human head, the head of a lion, the head of an eagle, there are the three heads on each side, and
they
are made six heads for the dragon. The three heads which remain, the human head, of the eagle, and of a lion, and the three on the left hand, and
there
were six heads of the dragon.
So
now those seven heads, in them remained all power which is cursed, the anointing which is cursed, the power which is not God, of Satan.
omusanvu egyogusota
seven heads of the dragon
yejasigalamu amaanyi agatali marungi
God remained with the power which is not gold
amafuta ga Satan
anointing of Satan
agaweebwa Jezebeli
that given Jezebel
okuddukanya pulani za Satan
to govern plans of Satan
twagala tusome ekigambo ekyo
we want to read that word
We
want to use the two kelvins that remain and explain us concerning those heads. How come to be like that? Let's get back Ezekiel 10. Ezekiel 10 from verse 8.
Awana wala bika mubakeubi embala Eyomukono gw'omuntu wansi w'ebiwaawaatiro byabwe olw'omwenda. Awo ne ntunula era laba bannamuziga bana nga bali ku mabbali ga bakewubi namuziga omu ng'ali ku mabbali ga kewubi omu ne namuziga omulala ng'ali ku mabbali ga kewubi omulala. N'embala ya bannamuziga yali ng'ebbala ery'ejjinja erya Berulo.
Yes, you was very
praise Jesus so much.
But you Ezekiel, Esule ne yekomi.
They have explained Ezekiel 10, from verses 8,
nti bakerubi bano,
that these kelvins,
baina na muzika za wa magari,
they had their wheels down there.
Buri kerubi ku mukono ogwaddyo no ogwakono.
Each kelvin on the right and the left hand.
Era ye abira imiride masikati wadi.
Stands in the midst of
them, magari ago.
On those wheels.
Wabeerawo akantu kabeerayimiridde
ku. There is something it stands on.
Naye ng'eggaali eyo.
But that wheel.
Oba amagaali ago.
Or those wheels.
Olw'amaanyi agagalimu.
By the powers in them.
Wadde nga gali mu muliro magabeera gatambulira.
Even though they move within the fire.
Abeera gali mu lukala lwa Berulo.
In them they have that color of Beriah.
Berulo tuyinza kikulagira ku ki? Ono ali eno. Si. Tavayo bulungi.
It's not coming out clear.
Naye nga libeeranga bw'olaba Berulo bw'atyo.
It's like Beriah.
Bw'oba otunudde ku ggaali eryo lijja kuliraba.
When you look at the chariot, you'll see it.
Kala ifananako bw'etyo.
The color appears like that.
Yes, you was going
to. Praise Jesus so much.
So, kye twongera okutegeera.
And what we move on to understand.
Ye mitwe gye tusomye gye tulaze waggulu gy'avaawa.
The head we have shown up where they came from.
Egy'ogusota ku Sitaani.
Of the dragon Satan.
Eyali kerubi.
He was a kelvin.
Yes, ye bazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abongera okutunyonyola ne bagamba bwe bati.
They move on explain us and they say this.
Ezekiel esula y'ekumi n'oluyiri lwa kumi.
Ezekiel 10 verses 10.
N'embala yaabwe abo bonna baalina ekifaananyi kimu. Kwenkana namuziga ngali munda wa namuziga
ekigambo ekyo
that word
namuziga ngali munda wa namuziga
intersecting a wheel
kijja kubata tulite twata deus kulene
ya we put our screen there
na hiyo kienda kwata ngo mtu kwa kwate mpeta
pili but like you get two rings
emuno ojitunuze eno
and you look someone the one here
ngabu eti atenda anoji sambuoti
and another intersected Who has a ring here?
But
this one will not be able to enter this one.
But let's
now. Okay, this one intersects in the other.
It
intersects in the middle of it. Now those wheels are like that. Here they have joints. When it reaches to go there, the other just enters the other. And it heads on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now it means. It means this. One head is on that portion out.
Another,
like that. Have you understood it well? We shall show them to you there.
Nayinga namuziga ebera mu namuziga jinne
waayo the wheel is intersected in a wheel
abifana nyebi kwa bifuna ko okolwa kuba ekibagondi ya feteriwo
of course image because our projector is not there now
ku video wano bijja kuba bidwa
on the video they will be clear
namuziga ange eri mu namuziga
and the wheel is intersecting in a wheel
kati omutwe emitwe jibera wano
the heads are in both
mu portions
those portions the four portions in the intersections
Ezekiel esula ya kumi n'olunyiri lwa kumi na lumu
Ezekiel 10 verse 11
bwe baatambulanga Nebatambula ku mbirizi zaabwe ennya. Tebakyukanga bwe batambula. Naye mu kifo omutwe gye gwatunulanga ne bagugoberera. Tebakyuka bwe batambula. 12. N'omubiri gwabwe gwonna n'amabega gaabwe n'emikono gyabwe n'ebiwawaatiro byabwe ne bannamuziga byali bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna.
Mu magaali eri wansi
wabeerayo
naye ebiwawaatiro.
There are also wings.
Kugamba amagaali nago gabeera malamu.
Now the wheels too are living.
Olw'omwoyo abeeramu.
Because of the spirit who is in them.
Naye bwekituuka ku Setaani.
But what reaches Satan?
Olw'okuba yakola emirimu.
Because he was cursed.
Gaali tegakyasobola kuba magaali.
They could no more be wheels.
Yafuuka mu bigere bya dragon.
They became pieces of the dragon.
Enaabeera n'omukira
we. What's in his tail like that? It has its head like that. As the feet are moving. But because he told you, it was hard to see him in that image. For he appeared as an angel of light. Always thought for blood. The life in the blood. Makes himself a body like of the angels.
He
never appears shameful like he was. But they wouldn't have believed him, the people. Except those who have reached down there made a covenant with him. Those who never change to get from him. Though he shows you his other side, you can no more get out. You already knocked.
Ezekiel
10 verse 12.
N'omubiri gwabwe gwonna n'amabega gaabwe n'emikono gyabwe n'ebiwawaatiro byabwe ne bannamuziga byali bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna bannamuziga abo abana be baalina. 13. Bannamuziga baabayita nze nga mpulira bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka.
That the wheels are them.
So
in them there was the Holy Spirit.
Amafuta.
The anointing. Tankers which are completed
well.
Means the perfected cherubim. He holds 8 tankers of anointing.
He
himself where his spirit sits. And the powers from the 7 spirits of God. But
Satan deceived
with 7 heads. Means he remained with 7
tongues.
He asked him where he sits as a spirit. And the anointing of the 6th spirit. When the spirit of the Lord got from him, he could not remain with the tanker of the spirit of the Lord. We explained you that word initially. When the Spirit of the Lord checked out of him,
he
remained with his other branches.
The
anointing from these branches is what we
are cursed. It
means when you see him with 7 heads,
Satan
with 7 heads. One head is the
good
one where his spirit is. And if you target to pierce him, you have to target on the 7
heads.
When you pierce if these other heads, their power is not good. The other 6 heads.
In
the one head, that's where his spirit is concentrated and resides.
That
is there.
Ezekiel 10:14. Obwokubiri bwali bwenyi bwa muntu. N'obwenyi obwokusatu bwenyi bwa mpologoma. N'obwenyi nti n'obwokuna bwenyi bwa mpungu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Like
we've told you that cherubim, the rightful one,
for
the two who remain,
he has wheels on the left
and the right hand, and every wheel
has
four heads. There is the head of the cherubim, the head of the lion, the head of a human being, and the head of an eagle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are the tankers which are in the wheels. The anointing where the Holy Spirit fills the anointing. And
they say
that the sons of the anointing which pour it out. Now they give out the seven groups of angels. Come move on, minister.
It's
the same spirit sent our way from the cherubim.
For
they have taken us step downs of the Holy Spirit. They have heads up, you've heard them. Ezekiel 10:14.
Obwenye w'olubereberye bwali bwenyi bwa keubi. N'obwenyi obwokubiri bwali bwenyi bwa muntu. N'obwenyi obwokusatu bwenyi bwa mpologoma. N'obwokuna bwenyi bwa mpungu.
Kitegeeza kerubi atuukiridde
obulungi. He is a perfect cherubim.
Abeerako eno ng'ayimiridde.
He stands up here like that.
Ng'alinako obwenyi bweno waggulu.
And he has his head up here.
These
wheels on the right and the left hand.
There
he has his head down in the wheels. Have you understood it? And every side of the wheel, he has the head of a lion. He had the head of an eagle and the human head.
As it is
on the right wheel, even on the left wheel,
he
has tankers of the powers of the Holy Spirit that known as anointing, and there are eight tankers, and he is consecrated in his head, even down in the
wheel,
a store of that head. Now the seven who remain, the spirit was packing their
mind,
the power. Imagine Satan fell,
and
get heads which would have been of the cherubim, which would have been the three.
This
as the one who stood,
and
the two in the wheel. They joined them, they made one head of the cherubim. One head of a dragon. Now, the other six which remain,
them
to the heads of the dragon. Up here you'll fight him with seven heads.
Where
the hands of a cherubim, you see his feet. The dragon. And they are small like palms. Even the wings. Very funny shape. Even the tail like that. Even the feet too.
Haven't
you understood it well? Let's move on with Ezekiel. Ezekiel 10:15.
Era kerubi balinya waggulu. Ekyo kye kiramu kye nalabira ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali. 16. Era bakerubi bwe baatambulanga bannamuziga ne batambulira ku mabbali gaabwe. Era bakerubi bwe baayimusanga ebiwawaatiro byabwe okulinnya okuva ku ttaka, so ne bannamuziga tebaakyukanga okuva ku mabbali gaabwe. 17. Awo bwe baayimiriranga ne bano ne bayimirira, era abo bwe baalinnyanga waggulu ne bano ne balinnya wamu nabo. kubo omwoyo gw'ekiramu gwali mu bo.
Omanyi kugayandi badde ng'omwoyo wa
the one should have been like the spirit.
Omwoyo wa kerubi,
the spirit of the kerubim, is in the wheels.
Atende omwoyo mtukuvu,
even the Holy Spirit,
ng'amanyi gw'egaali ng'amafuta.
Power was the anointing.
Nga gy'egaali mu tanka zino, emitwomo, emitwomo omusanvu.
In the seven heads.
Yes, you have
been praised, Jesus. Amen.
So what we have made of kerubi atukiri?
That was the perfect kerubim.
Na ikerubi yagwa,
but the fallen kerubim,
ugamenti, ejimu kumitwei. Omutwe ginebi gejaba kerubi ejibira magari.
Some of the two heads of the kelbins which are in the wheels.
Emitwe gejaba kerubi ejiri magari.
Two heads of the kelbins in the wheels.
Jika tiba kuguno
ogwa wakuru. On the head on the top of the kelbim.
Nebafuna mo ogwa dragon ibu.
And they get on one head of the dragon.
Hakati emitwe gina imirara ejisigadi magari.
Now the heads remaining in the wheels.
Omukaka.
The six heads.
Najule jijibu amu emitwe minara eja dragon.
Them to the get are the heads of the dragon. You see how it appears now with
heads. It
works, it may not change. It just changes the head like that. Where the heads of the kelpins would have been, you see a dragon having like palms, fingers like that, and the wings.
Now,
the feet with the wheels and the long nails and the tail of the dragon.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
So what we are focusing on?
That's how it became something funny. And it's the way he came about to have this seven heads.
He
has the tanker of power which is not good. Which appears in those ways. Now to find even the beast with the seven heads and the ten horns.
See,
made transfer of that power as we've studied of it. Right from his six tankers.
He
changed and poured it to the
beast,
in the beast,
Jezebel,
on which Jezebel. But the question is, in
these
seven heads,
yet
his
spirit
of Satan would have been,
yet
remained and was imprisoned with the spirit.
For
if you be prisoned and don't take his spirit, you've taken the body. What is in these seven heads?
It's what
you want to get explained the other day. You're going to see the power of
God.
And they pull the power from the Holy Spirit.
It's where they
all sacrifice, all life is poured there. On that head.
They can tap
the powers from the atmosphere to add their powers. We shall see that head. Together with the
channel.
Those which get gathered his powers and to spread the darkness. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.